to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey, right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Second game of our doubleheader on district championship night here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack with Chuck. Good crowd on hand here at the SAC at Butler High School for this Jackson Center Cedarville district title game in boys division 4. We've got two 20-5 clubs in this pairing, Chuck. Should be a very fine game. Both teams playing good basketball. In fact, Cedarville's won 8 out of 9. By way of introduction, it's a team which went
12-4 in the South Division of the Ohio Heritage Conference. What jumps out at me, Chuck, 48% field goal accuracy on the year, 71.5% free throw accuracy on the year, and a 17-point score, a 16-point score, and a 12-point score. You can bet head coach Scott Elkert, Jackson Center Tigers, won't allow those three young men to get that kind of production here tonight. Jackson Center wants to keep it in the 40s. Cedarville averages low 60s. They'd like to get it into the high 50s at least.
Yeah, for them to win the basketball game, I think that's where they got to be.
Right.
Jackson, you know, they play a tougher schedule. They've had a little, us 3 out of 4 at one point, but they're now really playing good basketball at this point. The thing that kind of stands out to me is that Cedarville beat Franklin Monroe, a team that only won 8 games all year. They only beat them by 11 in the sectional final. I mean, I'm not one big on looking at comparative scores, but that was not a runaway score by Cedarville for sure.
No. Jackson Center is patient. It's a team which will utilize the clock to get the shot it wants. And I mean the shot it exactly wants.
Yep.
And nothing less. And that worked to perfection against Troy Christian. Jackson Center was dynamite, Chuck. The last 5-6 minutes of that game against Troy Christian.
Right.
I think his strength of schedule paid off. I think being in pressure cooker situations paid off. And being able to run the offense when the game was on the line in prior games paid off. Cedarville hasn't been involved in those kinds of situations. Jackson Center has. If it's close, the Tigers' advantage. Jackson Center needs Riker to have a good game. I will be very curious to see what Cedarville does to try to defend Aiden Riker. He's 6'5", plays like he's 6'7 or 8. A lot of muscle, good hops, clears out space. He can go out and shoot the three-pointer. He'll put it on the deck, take it right to the rim on you. He's dynamite with his back to the basket in the lane. He can guard. He can block shots. His free throw shooting is very good. He's a complete player. Cedarville's got to keep him under 15 points in order to have a chance.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what they do come out defensively. I don't know if they're a zone team or a man team, because obviously we haven't seen them this year. If they're a zone team, it comes down to Christopher Elkert, who had what we probably saw them, what, 5 or 6 times this year.
Right.
He had by far his best game in the last game against Troy Christian.
Oh, boy.
He actually helped pull that game out.
Yeah, one rainbow after another. He drilled in that second half. I think he had at least 3 threes, maybe a lengthy 2. He also did what Jackson Center players do quite well. And that was block out, maybe one of the biggest rebounds of the game with under a minute to go. Jackson Center will put on a clinic against you, which is what Fort Loramie did in the game just completed when the Redskins beat New Miami.
Well,
it was a clinic, and it was an A-plus clinic.
Well, they're mirror images of each other defensively. They're both physical. They both really like to keep you out of the lane. New Miami, I thought, did a nice job, better than I've seen other teams do to the rim on Loramie. But for some reason, they decided they liked that 30-foot set shot better than they liked what was working for them. And it turned into a 22-point loss for them.
I'm looking out on the floor to see if I detect Trevor Sosby, who's had the groin injury and has missed action since about the first few days of February. Is that him on the bench?
No, he'd be at the other end. So I think he might be out there warming up anyway.
But he is day-to-day. He is the third leading scorer on this team behind Riker and Elkert. Second leading rebounder is Trevor. We won't see him until he gets a complete clearance. Those groin injuries can slow you down for a long time to come. They've got to heal up 100%. That ish for sure.
They're real easy to tweak again, probably worse than any other muscle pull.
Exactly. Winner of this game will play the winner of the second game, or I should say actually the third game tonight here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. One in the books. Fort Loramie defeated New Miami 59-37. We've got this district title game. The third one of the night we will not cover here on scorersbroadcast.com. that features Cincinnati Christian against Emmanuel Christian. The winner of games 2 and 3 meet in a regional semifinal at 8 on Tuesday at the University of Dayton Arena. Game 1 will pit Fort Loramie against the Wellington School from Franklin County in Columbus. It won last night over Sugar Grove Burn Union. And the Wellington School was here scouting. In fact, I saw a Wellington shirt on a gentleman out in the lobby. So Wellington was here scouting. They'll play Fort Loramie on Tuesday night at 6:15 at the UD Arena. And the winner of games 2 and 3 will collide in the second game on Tuesday night. We have the potential, Chuck, for an all-Shelby County League regional title game 1 week from tonight at the UD Arena.
Well, wouldn't that be fun? But we got one team getting down to the semis. We need to get Jackson over the hump, and then it'll play itself out.
Also, Chuck, what I saw from Jackson Center in that big win over Troy Christian was the continued emergence of Camden Reese. He made special plays down the stretch, went to the foul line, calmly drained a couple. He was very
good. Huge free throws.
Yep. Made a couple of fielders from the floor. Again, Christopher Elkert was dynamite, crunch time, second half. If Jackson Center can get a third score, and somebody on the floor who's got to be feared by the defense, in addition to Reichert and Elkert, Tigers can be tough to beat in a low-scoring ball game, which they prefer. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com as we see Trevor Sosby in street clothes coming across the floor. So for sure, he is not quite ready yet. Thank you, Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Local, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started here on ScoresBroadcast.com in 2006 and 7 without the help of Local Equipment. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine of Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Head man for the Cedarville program is Ryan Godlove, who played high school basketball at East Clinton. He went on to play 4 years of hoops at Cincinnati Christian University. And he has been here at Cedarville coaching for the last 7 years. He instructs physical education and health. And he, his wife, and four children live in the Cedarville community, which is about 10 minutes from my hometown. Ryan Godlove, head coach of Cedarville. Scott Elkert, 20 years at the helm of Jackson Center. Great crowd on hand, and we will have our starting lineups in the opening tip in a moment. It's coming up, the Tigers against the Indians of Cedarville on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Oh, many thanks to Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker Insurance has been number one, the most valued agency in the Upper Miami Valley. customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan tailored to your needs perfectly when served by Parker Insurance, and that is for sure. Parker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Parker. Phone 937-492-1857. Chuck, the young men to watch for Cedarville tonight include Trent Koning, a 6'1" junior, 16 points a game. Colby Cross, a 5'11" senior guard, 17 points a game. And also in double figures, Isaiah Ramey, a 6'3 junior forward. He's averaging a dozen a game. And between Ramey and Cross, they bring down about 10 rebounds per contest. It's a club which only commits an average of about 13 turnovers per game. They take care of the ball pretty well.
Not bad. I made the comment about New Miami stats where I said they only average 7 turnovers a game. I said, I'm pretty sure that's not true. They only turned the ball twice against Laramie, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Well, as in the first game, when Fort Laramie was the visiting club, Jackson Center is as well. So we are amidst the Jackson Center crowd. Starting lineup for Jackson Center includes Garrett Heitkamp at guard, Garrett Pringer at forward, Christopher Elkert at guard, Camden Reese at forward, and Aiden Reichert in the middle. Camden Reese, a 6'2 frosh. Heitkamp, a senior, Elkert, a senior, Pringer, a senior, Aiden Reichert, a junior. Opening five for Cedarville, Isaiah Ramey, about whom we just spoke. He is a 6'3" junior. Trent Koning, a 6'1" junior. Hunter Baldwin, a 6'2" junior. And also in the opening five, Peyton Heron, a guard, a 5'10" junior. And Colby Cross, a 5'11" senior. It is not an imposing team in terms of height. Isaiah Ramey, third leading scorer on the team, you would expect would be the young man guarding Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot. Doesn't look like he's got the size of he's tall, but he doesn't have a lot of bulk, so we'll see how this goes.
Cedarville Indians in the home white, black numbers outlined in red. Red Cedarville in script across the front above the numerals. This Jackson Center gray on the road, Chuck, is growing on me.
I like them.
Yeah, gray shirts and shorts, orange numbers trimmed in black, orange and black stripes down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Opening tip won by Jackson Center. Elkert, hard drive into the lane, handoff to Camden Reese. 5-foot runner, bounces, no good. Rebound, Cedarville, thrown out of bounds. Game underway, Jackson Center got the tip and bolted right to the rim, couldn't convert. Turnover, Cedarville, Tigers ball. Christopher Elkert, close to 9 points a game, has the ball on the arc. Now Heitkamp at 3 per contest between the rings. Heitkamp picked up by Colby Cross. Camden Reese has got it 30 feet out. Hunter Baldwin checks him. Right wing throw to Garrett Pringer. Pringer has improved over the course of the season as well. Camden Reese and Garrett Pringer, important players tonight for Jackson Center. Here's a shake and bake move, right corner, Reichert. Right in front, little half-hook shot, left hand, good.
Good and strong move.
Yes, indeed. Jackson Center on top, 2-0. Tigers worked long and hard for that bucket. Had the ball about 40 seconds. Cedarville, forecourt to our left. It's Colby Cross spreading the floor. Good hedge by Reichert. Cross outside the arc on the right. Caleb McKinnon, the 6'2" junior, has checked in right away. Gives it up to Ramey. Overplay Jackson Center. No steal, though. Weave on top. It's Cross. Gets a moving screen on the play from Hunter Baldwin. Could have been called. Here's a fadeaway shot. Good by Cross. Foul line extended right, 17-footer.
Yeah, that was a nice, smooth jump shot right there.
We are knotted at two. Here's Elkert, forecourt to our right for Jackson Center. On a weave to Pringer, 25 feet away. We played nearly 2 minutes, two apiece. Elkert's got the ball, 30 feet out. Guarded by Trent Koning. Now Reichert fakes right, goes left around. Ramey into the lane on the arc to Heitkamp. He hoists up a three off the back rim. Rebound right corner. Trent Koning of Cedarville. Out ahead to Colby Cross. Cross dribbles between the legs, 30 feet away. Back to Koning. In the right corner, it goes to Ramey. Two apiece, 5:48 to go second quarter. Ball lobbed. Caleb McKinnon. Down inside it goes to Isaiah Ramey. Then he dribbles to the corner. Cedarville resets. 5:38 to go first quarter. Game tied at two. A basket by each team's leading scorers. Reichert for Jackson Center. Cross for Cedarville. High left at the point. It is Cedarville with the ball. It's Colby Cross. Feeds it down inside to a teammate. Little seven-footer by Baldwin off to the left. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Look at Christopher Elkert go. He dribbles 40 feet down the floor into the lane. A little looper. No. Rebound Cedarville. Up to Ramey. Quick trigger. Three. Rimmed. Came out. Rebound popped up in the air. It almost went in. Taken down by Heitkamp to midcourt for Jackson Center. He hustles up ahead. Gives it up. Gets it back. Heitkamp sizes up a three. Oh, it lifts the rim. Big offensive rebound by Pringer. 4:50 left. First quarter. Game tied at two. On the arc, Camden Reese. Each team had triples in the last 30 seconds. They were down below the iron and snapped out of the cylinder. Here's Elkert, 35 feet out for Jackson Center. Wants to drive on Trent Koning. Ooh, Elkert falls down. He took a knee from the defender. Foul is common.
Is that Conning or Koning?
Koning for Cedarville.
Okay.
He is a 6'1" junior. He's defending on Elkert right now, who gets the inbounds pass, hurls up a long three. It clanged off the rim. Rebound, though, Camden Reese, right corner. Hits the cutter in the lane. Heitkamp might have walked. He's below the backboard. Lays it up. Scores. What a play by Heitkamp. I thought the timber was too tall for him.
Too.
Nice maneuver by Heitkamp. Ran out of real estate. Appeared to be behind the glass. Reached around and blocked it through. 4-2, Jackson Center. We played half the first quarter. On the arc, Trent Koning, open player, Indians, zeroes in from distance. Whoa, what a shot by Koning. Reminding me of Sabrina Del Bello of Country Day last night.
Boy, Tri-Village doesn't want to hear that name ever again.
5-4, Cedarville. Oh, what a cut. Elkert finds Pringer darting down the lane. He caught it and in one motion scored. Vintage Jackson Center right there, 6-5. Here's Koning to Ramey. Ramey stutter step in the lane, missed the shot, got the rebound back. Fadeaway 8-footer, headset. Ramey for Cedarville. 7-6, Indians by a point. 3:18 to go here in the first quarter. Elkert out high, gives it up to Heitkamp, left flank. Straightaway Aiden Reichert. The Reichert picked up by Caleb McKinnon, 6'2 junior. Wide shouldered young man. Reichert's got it, mid-range, back to the basket. McKinnon on him, baseline left. Elkert goes below the backboard. On the arc to Pringer. He hoists up a three ball and cans it. 9-7, Jackson Center by two. Chuck, you get the feeling Cedarville may be able to hang better with Jackson Center than New Miami could hang with Fort Loramie.
Well, they're already much more disciplined.
Here's Trent Koning. Into the lane to a teammate. Little soft seven-footer laid up there by Caleb McKinnon. It is no good off the heel. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Open player left corner. Elkert doesn't shoot. On the arc to Pringer. 9-7 Jackson Center. 2:15 to go first period. Here's Camden Reese, 25 feet out. He's picked up by Hunter Baldwin. Now Elkert, 28-footer. Got it. Got it. Christopher Elkert bombs away. Bombs away by Elkert. Boy, that one was from well out on Main Street.
That was deep.
Here in Vandalia. 12-7. Jackson Center in the lead. Oh, look at that play. Gliding across the lane. Colby Cross, a horse shot. I don't think I'd take that one in Skunk. He made it.
You said horse shot, right?
Right.
Okay.
Beautiful play by Colby Cross. 12-9. Jackson Center make it 14-9. Aiden Reichert with a power move. He took the ball in the left wing, and he barreled toward the basket, wouldn't be stopped. Forced his way to the rim, kissed it in off the glass. Foul called on Cedarville. Chance for a three-point play here for Jackson Center, which leads it 14-9 with a minute 40 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Tigers up the 5 points. Reichert at the charity stripe. Jackson Center running its offense very fluidly.
Very well. And I'll tell you what, when Riker's that active, that makes them awfully tough.
Yep, foul shot by Aiden is perfect. 15-9, Jackson Center's biggest lead. Minute 35 to go here in the first quarter of play. Cedarville's got the ball 30 feet out. Handled there by Colby Cross. Fakes left, goes right. Hooks a pass down below the rim to Peyton Heron. He's trapped. Pitches to a teammate on the arc. It's McKinnon. Stolen by Jackson Center. Taken away by Reichert. Ball fumbled in backcourt. Kicked out of bounds by Heron of Cedarville.
Well, I'll tell you, McKinnon uses his forearm to push off. They're going to call that before it's too long.
I think so. Scoreboard clock reads 1:08 to go here in the first quarter of play. 15-9 Jackson Center. Tigers have looked pretty crisp here at the outset. Here's Jaron Reese on the floor now for Jackson Center. Gives it up to Heitkamp. Jaron, a senior. Far left wing, Aiden Reichert. One dribble, picks up his dribble. Hand off top of the circle to Jaron. 6'3 senior, maneuvers into the lane. On the arc to Elkert, 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cedarville likes to overplay out front. Clay Akers, a senior, on the court now for Jackson Center also, a 6-foot senior. Now Aiden Reichert's got it. He's between the circles, a good 35 feet from the basket with 25 seconds to go in the first period. Jackson Center ahead by 6. Tigers work the clock down. Akers high right. Reichert sets a screen away from the ball for Heitkamp. 13, 12, 11. Here comes Christopher Elkert to midcourt. Action starts. 10, 9. Elkert on the bounce. He's got to go. Head of the key, spin move. Into the left corner, Akers. High arching floater. Barely caught the rim. Rebound, Cedarville. First quarter finishes. Jackson Center 15, Cedarville 9 after 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's district championship basketball, boys division 4. Fort Loramie downed New Miami easily, 59-37 in game 1 tonight. Here in game number 2, it is Jackson Center 15, Cedarville 9 after a quarter. We will not cover the third game here tonight. It will find Emmanuel Christian playing against Cincinnati Christian. The winners of the final two games meet at 8 next Tuesday at the UD Arena. The first region semifinal next Tuesday at 6:15 is set. It's Fort Loramie against the Wellington School from Columbus. Possession, Cedarville. Here's a foul line push shot. Fadeaway. Good. Well done. Zeroing in, Colby Cross. He's got a variety of jump shots, Chuck.
Yeah, he's the real deal, that's for sure. You can see that already. Nice, smooth shot.
17 points a game for him on the year. 15-11. Jackson Center's lead is 4. Here's Aiden Reichert, head of the key. Popping out to catch is Heitkamp. Man-to-man defense by the Indians. Trailing Elkert through the lane is a Cedarville defender, Trent Koning. Now Jaron Reese has got the ball, top of the key, foul line. Left baseline, Heitkamp, right back into Jaron. Wants to go to Aiden, can't. Back to Heitkamp at side court. Jackson Center continues to work it. Riker comes out to catch. Fadeaway three ball by Aiden. Hits it! Hits it! Aiden Riker from distance.
Got your 6'5 kid stepping out and shooting a 25-footer. That's a nice offense.
Oh, that's in his regular arsenal, that's for sure. Jackson Center hitting shots with consistency here tonight. 18-11. Tigers up 7. 6.5 left, second quarter. Dribble drive, Colby Cross can't shoot. Gives it up to Peyton Heron. Heron, the 5'10 junior guard. Now to Cross between the circles. Elkert checks him. Baseline right to Heron. Opposite corner, three-pointer, Caleb McKinnon. It's bouncing, no good. Rebound and foul down low on the right. A little push-off committed by Jackson Center.
It was a good call.
Baseline, right of the rim. Cedarville will play it in with 6:21 to go here in the first half. And Jackson Center ahead by 7, 18-11. The playmaker is going to be Cross. He lobs into Ramey, top of the circle, Reichert on him. Foul line extended left, Hunter Baldwin. Three-pointer popping out to shoot, it's Cross. He makes it! Woo! What a shot by Colby Cross.
Good defense.
Oh, yeah, it was. Hand in his face. He's got a mix of jumpers. Does this Colby Cross. 18-14, Jackson Center. Here's the ball popped in the air by Cedarville at midcourt. Lost by Jaron Reese. It rolls into backcourt. Picked up on the play by Trent Koning. Layup is good. Turnover, Tigers, of the live ball variety. And Cedarville gets an easy bucket. 18-16, Tigers up 2 now. Hedman 7. 5 straight to Cedarville. Reichert foul line. Christopher Elkert on the arc. He peers in for Aiden. Cutter is Heitkamp. No dice. Elkert still on the bounce. Left-hand dribble. Here's Reichert. Head of the key. Fakes left. Goes right. Spinning. Turning. To the rack. Shot blocked, but a foul.
He got the ball, but he got a lot of body.
Couple free ones here for Aiden Reichert. And it looks like, Chuck, this might be a night Aiden gets to the stripe often. He's got to hit them.
He's very active early offensively. That's good to see.
Tigers in the low to middle 60% range shooting fouls. Reichert the southpaw, dips the knees. Front rim off to the left, no good. He made his first couple earlier. 18-16, Tigers by 2. Camden Reese in for Jaron Reese. Garrett Pringer on the floor for Clay Akers for Jackson Center. Second shot, Aiden. The lefty fires, and he pops that one home. 19-16, Jackson Center up 3. Coach Ryan Godloves, 7th year at Cedarville. 20-5 team like Jackson Center. Finished second in its division of the OHC, the Ohio Heritage Conference. Here's an inside post move by Ramey. Ramey spinning, turning, awkward, off balance, baseline right, way short. Rebound, Jackson Center. Here's Reichert exploding down the floor on the arc to Christopher Elkert. He's got it! Three-pointer. Reichert, the post player, set it up by probing the middle.
Yeah, he did. I thought he had a good lane to the rim, but he found Elkert for the big shot.
Aiden with a fine assist, setting up Christopher.
I'm going to show my age, but that's the same trajectory as Lynn Shackelford used to shoot it for UCLA back in the day.
Oh, I remember well, Chuck. 22-16, Jackson Center up 6. Faking left, going right is Colby Cross. Foul line extended right. Fadeaway shot, 16-footer. No on this one. He will miss one every now and then. Here's Reichert straight away. Jackson Center tries a quick three. Oh, it circled the rim twice. Rebound down to Ramey. Let's see if they go to Cross again. He finally missed a shot last possession. Empty possession last two trips, one for each club. Top of the circle, Trent Koning on a weave. Deals the teammate Caleb McKinnon. Short bank shot, 8-footer. Shy of the mark, got the rebound back and pumped it through, and he's fouled. Count it, plus 1. Good work on the offensive glass by Caleb McKinnon, 6'2 junior, 5 points a game. Strong kid. He's trying to guard Aiden Reichert at the other end. 22-18, Jackson Center up 4. 3:53 left, second quarter. Foul shot, McKinnon. No. hits the rim, skids into the corner, traced down by Christopher Elkert of the Tigers. On the trot to the center line. Picked up out high by Trent Koenig. 30 feet away. Elkert now on the bounce. Camden Reese, Aiden Reichert set up low left, low right. 3:30 to go in the second. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's Aiden Reichert. He's got a lane, drives, a late feed to Camden Reese down below the basket. The ball landed on his kneecap, and then it spurted out of bounds.
Now, I couldn't see who it actually went off of, and the referee's standing right there, so I'm going to assume he got it right.
In tight quarters, Chuck, that was a tough conversion to make.
Tough, tough shot.
Difficult pass, even a tougher shot attempt, and Reese managed to hang on. Here's Cedarville down four with the ball. McKinnon to cross straight away. Heitkamp tries to guard him. This Colby cross is a big-sized handful. 17 points a game. They isolate for him. Right side of the floor. He squirms into the lane. Back to the basket. Can't shoot. Then throws on top. Handled there by Trent Koenig. And head coach Ryan Godlove wants a timeout. Cedarville down four. 2:57 left in the second quarter. Tigers lead at 22-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, so many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. And the special tomorrow night at Brookins, as always on Saturdays, two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Drop in, say hello to Carl Arnes, tell him you heard all about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Cedarville, after the timeout, sets up a play. They power the ball down inside to Hunter Baldwin, and his shot is crammed from behind. Who got the block, Chuck?
That was Reichert.
Well done, denying Cedarville. An easy 2 points down inside. Great D by Reichert. Tigers have the ball. Heitkamp, top of the circle, into the lane area. Oh, a good swivel down inside by Reichert. Had a little avenue toward the rim, but dropped the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, they got a little bit of a finger on the ball that time, and he lost possession.
Enjoy that new late-night menu at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. You can't beat them. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, BrukensPub.com. Good drive to the rack by Isaiah Ramey of Cedarville. His runner rattles around, comes out. Tough break. Rebound, Jackson Center. Nobody scored, Chuck, here in a couple minutes.
No, it's kind of hit a skid.
Tigers up four, 22-18. Aiden Reichert's got the ball outside the arc on the left. To Elkert, to Aiden, mid-post, back to the basket. On top to Heitkamp. He lets it fly. Way short, air ball out of bounds. 22-18, Jackson Center leads it by four. I think we've had six empty possessions.
It's been 22-18 for a while.
Yep, a trio of empties each way. Cedarville now an opportunity to whittle this thing down to one or two. Jackson Center's biggest lead, 18-11. That came at the four-and-a-half-minute mark of this period. Since that point in time, a mini run of 7-2 by Cedarville. And now the Indians control the ball with a minute six to go in the second quarter. It's being held near midcourt by Baldwin. Jackson Center not coming out to pressure. There is no five-second count.
Where have we seen this?
I think it was a game involving Jackson Center and somebody else. 47, 46, 45 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter, 22-18. Jackson Center over Cedarville. Trent Koenig with the ball. Christopher Elkert is off of Koenig a good 10 feet or so. The five-second count, non-existent. Head coach Scott Elkert is imploring his troops to play D over the final 20. Cedarville starts its attack outside the arc on the right. It's Koenig. Koenig dribbles. He motions. He sends Caleb McKinnon below the basket. We're down to 10, 9, 8. Dribbling is Koenig on the arc. Flips it baseline left to a teammate. Spin move McKinnon. Off balance shot way short. Rebound pinball in the air. Three-pointer Cedarville at the buzzer. Would have counted. No good. Short. Colby Cross got it. Really didn't get it in his hands securely. Let go of the ball as it hit his fingertips. Tried a quick push shot from the left baseline. I think he was behind the arc, but it was short. And the second quarter comes to a close. Nobody scoring the last half of the second quarter.
Yeah, it was a snooze fest offensively.
Yep, almost a full 4 minutes of no points as we finish out the second quarter. Again, Jackson Center's biggest margin, 18-11. Tigers have led throughout the first two quarters and have a scant 4-point lead at the break. We will return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Then we'll talk to you about LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding Jesus partner. Christ. When we return, it's Jackson Center 22, Cedarville 18 at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, earlier tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, webcast number 400 in 15 years of Fort Loramie sports events.
Just Fort Loramie.
Just Fort Loramie only. We hit the 400 mark, and tomorrow night will be 401 as we cover the Fort Loramie girls in the regional championship in girls D4 against Cincinnati Country Day. And next week we hit the 1,500 mark in webcasts all time in the last 15 years.
That's pretty impressive, too.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, the Tigers have a 10-8 rebounding advantage. Cedarville leads 3-2 on the offensive boards. Neither team turned it much. Jackson turned it three times, Cedarville twice. They only went to the free throw line once and missed it for Jackson Center. They were 2 of 3, all Aiden Reichert at the free throw line. Individual scoring for Cedarville, they were led by Colby Cross. He had 9. They got 5 from Trent Koning, and they got 2 each from Isaiah Ramey and Caleb McKinnon. They scored 9 each quarter, 18 for the half. Jackson Center, 9 from Aiden Reichert, 6 from Christopher Elkert, 5 from Garrett Pringer, and 2 from Garrett Heitkamp. They scored 15 and 7, and they lead it 22-18 at the half.
Chuck, some nervous energy being expressed out there on the floor last 3 to 4 minutes, second quarter.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were trying to run their offense a little more. I know Coach Elker was not happy with a couple of the shots that were taken, because I heard him yell, "Why can't we get the ball inside to Reichert? Why are we taking that shot?"
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a frustration thing on the coach. You run it and run it and run it until you get what you want, especially if you're not turning the ball over against their defense.
And especially if you've got a lead.
Right, yeah. Just run it and run it. The clock's your friend.
Both teams 20-5. Cedarville from the Ohio Heritage Conference. Of course, Jackson Center from the Shelby County League. That's our halftime report, with Jackson Center leading Cedarville by 4, 22-18. We are brought to you here at intermission by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and special mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jackson Center Tigers in front, 22-18 over Cedarville at halftime intermission. Well, we're brought to you now by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. So many thanks to LaCal, which underwrites this segment. We highlight seniors on the Jackson Center Tigers who have been outstanding ambassadors for their athletic programs and for Jackson Center High School. LaCal Equipment has done this for us here on scoresbroadcast.com for 15 years now, and we thank you so much, LaCal. The seniors for the Tigers, and there are several: Mason Platfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Pringer, and also a senior, Calvin Winter. Good to see Calvin, despite the 2 labrum surgeries. get back out on the floor in a sectional game and nail a couple of free throws.
He did make a couple of free throws.
How about that?
The Clancy's player of the game.
Right. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center in front of Cedarville, 22-18. We launch play here in the third quarter. Ike Camp to Elkert, quickly out inside to Aiden Reichert. He goes to work, muscles up his shot. He's banged hard. Two free throws as Aiden was belted. And, Chuck, that was a halftime called play.
Oh, absolutely. They set up a slip screen. He faked the screen and rolled to the basket without setting the screen. He was there, and they had to pound him to keep him from getting a layup.
And Aiden Reichert, lips the rim on the free throw. What's he at the stripe, 3 for 5?
He is 2 for 3, 2 for 4.
2 for 4. Second shot, Aiden upcoming. Tigers up 4. Oh, clanged off the front rim. Shy, no good. Rebound, Cedarville. Indians a chance to trim the Tigers' lead to 1 or 2. Forecourt right, Trent Koenig. He pops out to the left corner now. Hands to a teammate. It goes on the play to Caleb McKinnon. And he tries to make a drive from the left wing. Blocked out of bounds. Reichert again.
Came in from behind and blocked it. Nice play.
Caleb's McKinnon for Cedarville didn't see Reichert coming. He got a big-time swat. 30 feet away, it's Cross for Cedarville. Heitkamp on him. Now Cross retreats toward midcourt. Looks at head coach Ryan Godlove. Ball thrown near side of the floor. Trent Koenig, pitch and catch with Ramey. Down the arc to Colby Cross. Boy, that was a new Miami shot right there.
Yeah, that was deep.
Real deep and way off. Rebound, Christopher Elkert. Drives down the floor all the way to the rim. Oh, the ball's tapped away off his shoulder. Goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he had the lane to the basket. Somebody got a hand on it. He couldn't re-grip it.
Nice play, Hunter Baldwin, Cedarville. Yep, third quarter starting out like the second half of the second quarter was played. Not much doing offensively. Behind the screen, straight away, Cedarville, open player, Trent Koenig, no, off the heel, and it caroms out of bounds into the first row down in the corner, Tigers possession.
Lay my pencil down and stretch, nobody's scoring right now.
No, it's been a stalemate, Chuck, for better than 5 minutes, overlapping the second and third quarters, not a point recorded. Here's Reichert outside the arc on the right, hand off to Elkert. Christopher on the bounce. Lobs a pass down into Aiden. Dropped it, picked it up. Heitkamp straight away. Christopher, right wing. Boy, they're looking for Reichert all night long now. He is a marked man. Cedarville spying on him. They frame him front and back. Elkert dribbles between the legs. Looks for Aiden. Swings it near side to Reese. Battinger at Heitkamp. Screen from Camden. Back to Reichert on top. Right wing, Pringer. Picked up by Baldwin. Ball rotated left corner. Christopher Elkert to the head of the key. Looks for Camden Reese posting up. He's got it in the paint. Back to Elkert. Fakes the three. Gives it to Aiden. Almost walked. Back to Christopher Elkert. High point on the left. Still behind the arc. Here's Heitkamp.
They had Pringer wide open, and they didn't see him.
5:40 to go. Third quarter. We're stuck at 22-18. Aiden Reichert, spin move, back to the basket. Oh, he shuffled his feet. He did. Very good call by the referee.
Well, if nobody else scores, Jackson's going to win by four.
22-18, Jackson Center by four over Cedarville. 5:31 to go in the third quarter. This has been the score now for 6.5 minutes in this game. Top of the circle, Ramey for Cedarville. Puts it on the deck. High dribble. Isaiah Ramey, 6'3" junior. Gives it up to Trent Koning. Koning, 30 feet out. Now to Colby Cross. Cross gives it up. Cuts to the middle. No pass available. Left wing, Hunter Baldwin. Baseline left, Caleb McKinnon. Back to the basket. Works on Pringer. A little teardrop is good right in front. Caleb McKinnon, little action into the paint area. Mighty used the forearm to fend off as he shot it. And it's 22-20. Jackson Center's lead trimmed to two. Little give and go. Elkert down the lane to Aiden Reichert. Up and good. Tigers bounce back to push the lead to four again. Near turnover by Cedarville at the top of the circle. Baldwin muffed it, got it back, fed it to Trent Koning. Koning to Ramey. Cedarville not using a post whatsoever now.
They're running an open post offense.
Spreading the floor completely. Here's Colby Cross, foul line J. No, hit the rim. Rebound Garrett Pringer out to Aiden Reichert. Stopped by Ramey in the forecourt. Aiden feeds it on top to Elkert. Now to Heitkamp, right wing. Baseline right, Camden Reese to Pringer in the corner. Half the third quarter gone. 24-20 Jackson Center. Pringer dribbling, still dribbling, 20 feet away. Has an avenue down the lane toward the rim. The ball is pinballed up in the air, swiped on the play by Hunter Baldwin. Down the floor to a Cedarville player, a running one-hander. Yes! Trent Koning, magnificent off-balance shot. And he was hit on the arm as he let it fly. Didn't seem to have the angle, Chuck. Thought he was outside the edge of the backboard, but somehow or other, he skimmed that ball in off the glass. It went through, whistle blew. He was chopped up as he let it fly. And it's 24-22, free throw coming for Koning to cut it down to one. Cedarville Indians have got some athletes. They attempt some unorthodox shots. Free throw, a little heavy. Rebound, Aiden Reichert. Still a two-point game. Here's Aiden exploding down the floor. Throws to Elkert in the right corner. Christopher, left-hand dribble, crosses over. Looks back cut for Reichert. Has him near the rim. Wow. Up and good. Wow.
Great pass, great catch by Reichert. That wasn't an easy catch.
Christopher Elkert just threaded the needle. Good finish by Aiden to get that ball down around his knees. 26-22, 3:14 to go, third quarter. Tigers up four. Here's Cross on the arc for Cedarville. Hands it off on the play to Hunter Baldwin. Back to Cross, 30 feet out, wants a drive, uses the hand against Heitkamp. Shot blocked. Oh, what a great play by Aiden Reichert. That's the play of the night right there. Blocked it, tipped it to himself, ran it down in the corner, stayed in bounds. Baseline right, Tigers, powering to the rim. It is Camden Reese, shot fake, up strong. No, but a foul on Cedarville. Aiden Reichert with a defensive gem. Speaking of gems, how about the jewelry barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi.
Man, they have missed three. They're 0 for 3 in the third quarter shooting free throws.
Camden shot, no good. Cedarville a timeout. 2:50 left, third quarter. Tigers up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the jewelry barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our jewelry barn is quite unique. The jewelry barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the jewelry barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. And a couple of Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, providing the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence on the market. And the Francis Schulze Company, distributing quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. We thank all of the staff and associates and administrations at both Superior and Francis Schulze. Second free throw by Camden Reese is perfect. And Jackson Center's lead is 5, 27-22. Cedarville with the ball. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Cross wants to drive. Hands to McKinnon. Off balance, 19-footer. Wide left. Rebound, Aiden Reichert. Here comes Jackson Center. Don't have the numbers. Ball fed by Christopher Elkert. On the arc to Heitkamp. Left wide open, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Elkert. Tigers up 5, 27-22. Aiden, near side Heitkamp. Guarded on the arc. But Caleb McKinnon down low to Aiden Reichert. Bank wow. Shot, 8-footer, good. That is vintage Aiden Reichert. What a power move. Very strong. That matches Jackson Center's biggest lead. It's 29-22. Tigers once led in the second quarter, 18-11. A minute 45 to go in the third. Again, we salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thank you so much. Francis Schulze, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn. Here is Cedarville forced into taking a very poor shot. Ramey chucks one up, a fall away from the right corner, ill-advised. Head coach Godlove didn't want that one, missed it badly. Rebound Tigers, a minute 12 to go, third quarter. Big possession, Elkert, three ball in the air. Hits the rim, backboard, trickles off. Oh, what a rebound. Camden Reese, no. Akers has it. Blocked from behind. Ball loose in the lane. Who comes out of there with it? It's Cedarville. Missed opportunity, Jackson Center. A couple of cripples inside. Three ball, right side, Indians. It rattles out, no good. McKinnon couldn't get it to go.
Wow.
Akers has got the board. Well, that could have been a turning point. Jackson Center's way with points. Cedarville got a break. Tigers missed. Golden opportunities. Yeah. Point blankers. And then a three-pointer by Cedarville. Trickle off the ring. Tigers have the ball up 7. Final 24 seconds, third quarter. Boy, Jackson Center goal here, Chuck, would put him up 9. Jackson Center doesn't lose 9-point leads.
Not very often.
No. 11-10, Elkert midcourt, off to Heitkamp, right flank. Back to Christopher in the corner, give and go with Aiden Reichert. He drives to the rim and hits it. He hits it. Oh, what a shot and a foul. Foul on Cedarville to boot. Oh, boy. Again, vintage Aiden Reichert, textbook play, but Jackson Center, fine bounce pass. I don't care if Aiden Reichert is double-teamed, even with 2.5 men on him in that close, he will just go up so
strong.
Yes.
Yep.
So much muscle and strength. And he went right through two defenders with a short 5-foot leaner, banked it down. Free throw Aiden to stretch the lead to 10. Short. Rebound Cedarville, 2 seconds left. A long heave. He is down at the other end as the third quarter finishes. Good close to the period. Tigers have got to shore up the foul shooting. They're ahead by 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, we want to thank Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to Pinnacle. Jim Spitzer the physical therapist and owner, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you, and he'll maintain great progress by coming up with a home plan for you, too. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. Orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral for you to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. And we start the fourth quarter. Great play run by Cedarville. Colby Cross, who I think was blanked in the third, was just fed the ball coming across the lane. A sweeping one-hander. He kissed it in off the window, and he was hacked on the arm as he put it through.
He beat Heitkamp off the dribble.
Foul shot good. So the Jackson Center, 9-point cushion, whittled to 6 in the first 11 seconds of the fourth quarter. Christopher Elkert down the floor for the Tigers. Veers into the corner. Goes up. excuse me. Here's Akers.
Heitkamp on the side while you get your breath.
Got a
record on top.
Frog in the throat.
Yep. It's Elkert on a back cut. Akers from the corner. Misses the three. Rebound. Baldwin, Cedarville.
And here come the Indians. 31-25. Tigers by 6. Up and under McKinnon. Blocked on the play by Reichert.
Wow.
Beautiful play. Cedarville missed a golden chance. That was a hurried shot. Head coach Godlove would love, no pun intended, to have back. 6:56 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center in the lead by 6. Cedarville is dangerous. Everybody's a playmaker, a scorer. Here's Garrett Heitkamp for Jackson Center on the bounce. Boy, Jackson Center needs to improve its free throw shooting, Chuck. The lead could be double digits.
Yeah, they were 1 of 5 in the third quarter, 3 for 8 for the game.
Clay Akers on the arc, popping out to catch straight away. Aiden Reichert drives into the lane, leaves it for Akers. Three ball in the air, short, no good. Rebound Cedarville. Player is knocked down. Foul called against Jackson Center. Common. It goes against Camden Reese.
That's Camden's third.
And I think I've got the frog cleared. I needed a swig of a little antioxidant infusion.
Well, Akers has had 2 good looks. He just can't knock them down on his first 2 threes down the floor.
Here is Trent Koning with the ball 30 feet away for Cedarville. Picked up by Elkert. 6:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-25, Jackson Center leads. Biggest lead, 7. Well, I should say it was 9 early on in this quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Cedarville. Another swat. It goes out of bounds. Good D by Reichert.
That's got to be his 6th block of the game.
Yeah, Jackson Center's biggest spread was at the end of 3-9. Cedarville got a 3-point play right away, the old-fashioned way, to shave it down to 6. And that's where we are now, 31-25. Here's a stop-and-go move by Colby Cross down the lane. One-hander. Shot was altered by Reichert. Loose ball rebound. Jump shot good by Cross. Cross was in the area. Alertly collected the ball.
When you've got a kid that's got that much offensive talent and is crunch time, boy, you better find him.
He's got a nose for the ball. Good shot maker. Baseline right. Reichert for Jackson Center, which is up 4. 31-27. 5:22 left in the game. Here's Elkert 30 feet away. Gets a screen from Aiden Reichert. Christopher thought about pulling the trigger, didn't. Boy, he made some skyscrapers in that sectional championship at Piqua.
Yep.
Ball knocked out of bounds at midcourt by Cedarville with 5:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul situation, 3 on each team. Jackson Center Tigers, they've got all timeouts remaining. Reichert, midcourt. Where's number 32? He's got the ball 35 feet away. Let's see if the Tigers clear out for him. Hand off to Christopher. Christopher Elkert. Bounce pass, top of the key, Heitkamp. Aiden Reichert comes out to catch. He's got Hunter Baldwin on him. Now Pringer 30 feet away. Aiden snaps out to the top of the circle. Fakes left, goes right. Almost pushed off. No call. Good no call. Aiden on the bounce. Right corner it goes on the play to Pringer. Now Heitkamp straight away. He's being harassed by Colby Cross. Now Aiden Reichert. Reichert 25 feet out. We're down to 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers up by only four. Here's Heitkamp, top of the circle. Into the post. It goes to Reichert. Almost tied up. He had to yank the ball away from two players. Still has it. Bounce pass, cross court, intercepted. Here's Cedarville with a 3-on-2. Tigers get back in a jiffy. Here's Trent Koning. Pitching to Colby Cross, 30 feet out. Huge possession right here. Long three ball, Colby Cross. Got it! Got it! Colby Cross.
They were in trouble. I'm not sure why. They got five timeouts. Well, I don't know why you want to leave that.
Colby Cross nestled one down through the nylon. It was a beauty. All cord, a 25-footer to bring Cedarville within one. 3:39 left in the game. Timeout Tigers on scores.gas.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Cross has 8 points, has 17 for the game, 8 of them here in the fourth quarter.
Oh, this Colby Cross is the real deal. He is shifty. He's got every shot in the book. He's got good hops. He can fire it from range. He can put it on the floor and take it right to the rim. And he has ignited Cedarville, which has come from 9 down, to shave Jackson Center's edge to 1. 31-30. 3:20 left, fourth quarter. Elkert on the arc. Gives it up to Garrett Pringer. Right wing, Garrett Heitkamp. Heitkamp, left-hand bounce. Overplay out high by Heron. Nearly a foul, but Cedarville, no call. Riker, left corner, drives. A little runner, seven-footer. It is dancing on the rim, comes off. Rebound jammed, out of bounds off Jackson Center. Cedarville can take the lead here. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center 31, Cedarville 30. Here comes Cross on the move against Heitkamp. Pulls up, fadeaway 15-footer, off the back iron. Rebound pinballed around. Cedarville's got it. Great board, Hunter Baldwin. Foul over the back, Jackson Center. I think it's Common not shooting.
Yeah, that's only four team, I think.
Three on Cedarville, four on the Tigers. 2:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded, deep left side of the court. It is Colby Cross. Gives it up near side to Hayden Hansen, 6'7", sophomore sub, who's entered now for Cedarville. He is long and lean, 6'7". Here's Cross against Heitkamp. He motors down the lane. Gives it up to Trent Koning. Head of the key, doesn't shoot. Now he's available. 18-foot fall away. Banged off the back iron. Long board. Tracked down by Heitkamp. Backcourt to Aiden Reichert. Fouled by Cedarville. It's Common. Tigers ball out of bounds near the end of the court in front of the Cedarville bench. We are amidst the Tigers cheering section, and they are vocal.
But Jackson Center hasn't scored in the fourth quarter.
And we are down to 2:26 left in this game. Tigers had a 9-point lead, right, Chuck? 31-22. 8 points by Cedarville in the fourth. None by the Tigers. Here's Camden Reese. Right side pass goes to Elkert. Swings it on top. Long three, Elkert. It's way short. Air ball. Saved inbounds by Camden Reese. A Herculean play. He went up off the end of the floor and flicked it back in 30 feet to Heitkamp. Now to Reichert. Reichert, top of the key. Boy, that's a play that doesn't show up in the scorebook. An alert maneuver, but Camden Reese saved Jackson Center a possession. We're down to 1:45 to go in the game. 31-30 Tigers. Heitkamp veers right. Gets a screen from Camden Reese. Near side of the floor, Aiden Reichert. Aiden picked up a Hunter Baldwin. Aiden on the arc. He's got the 6'7 guy on him now. Interesting strategy. 6'7" Hayden Hansen on Aiden Reichert, head of the circle. Aiden wants to drive, can't. 1:19 to go. Four team fouls on Cedarville. Aiden Reichert dribbles, double teamed, throws it cross court to Camden Reese. He saves it to Christopher Elkert, out of trouble. 1 minute to go in the game. Ball fed to Heitkamp at the post. Right wing, Pringer. Pringer circles the wagons on top to Elkert. Clock winding down, 54-53. Here's Reichert, left corner, Pringer. Tigers are not going to shoot. They want free throws.
Two fouls to give.
Right. Only four on Cedarville. Give and go. Reichert, baseline right, Camden Reese. Layup is good. The Tigers eventually broke him down. The Tigers eventually broke him down to go up three. Reichert probed the middle. Nice navigation by him. Scattered floor. Jackson Center spread it. What a bounce pass. Riker to Camden Reese.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And Reese, who missed the real easy one early with a lot of nerves. Yep. The kid's a freshman. Had no problem on that one. Now they got the three-point lead. 38 seconds to go. You better know where Cross is coming down here, because I don't think he's going to settle for a three. He's going to try to get to the rim.
Oh, yeah.
And Jackson has two fouls to give also.
Right. And Chuck, what a script for this game. 2 points. That's all. 2 points for Jackson Center in the entire fourth quarter. And they may go a long way to deciding this game.
Well, that was a real huge possession right there. And they did a nice job of finding threes down on the block.
38 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Well, Cedarville, two or three times overplayed, went for the steal.
Yep.
Last time they did, just several seconds ago, Jackson Center burned them and got the field goal they needed.
Twice they came real close to stealing it on their overplay.
Yep, sure did. Well, here is the scenario. 38.1 to go fourth quarter. Jackson Center 33, Cedarville 30. Cedarville shoots threes, 33% on the year. They are a 68% foul shooting club. My mistake, 71% at the stripe. Tigers two fouls to give. Tigers up three. Half minute to go. Colby Cross on the arc. Shoots over Heitkamp. It's a bomb. Short, wide right. Rebound in the corner. Cedarville tries to save. Can't do it. Out of bounds. Tiger ball.
I was wrong. They did settle for a real long three.
Yep, sure did. And Cross shoots him at 34% on the year. That one was out of his range.
Yeah, he was going to say.
He was falling back.
He's not going to make 34% on that shot.
No. Ball inbounded to Reichert in backcourt to Heitkamp. He speeds up the floor. Shut down at midcourt. Fouled by Cedarville. One. Not yet.
They still got another one to give.
Yeah, it's only five on Cedarville. That was a little premature.
Well, I'll tell you, on the inbounds, you want to be throwing it in towards your basket.
Indians can't waste time. They've got a foul again. It goes to Elkert. He's being chased. No foul yet. We're down to 15, 14. Elkert is hooked right in front of Scott Elkert at the Tiger bench. 14.5 to go. Jackson Center up three, 33-30. And again, precious seconds off the clock. Team foul six. Cedarville's got to foul one more time fast. Heitkamp peers in, goes to Reichert. Over his back comes Colby Cross. Aiden Reichert at the stripe. 1-1 Jackson Center. 13.2 left.
This first one is huge.
Tigers up three, 33-30. One free throw here would make it a two-possession game.
It's 2 for 6 from the line.
Yep, Jackson Center could have this game about salted away had they shot fouls better tonight, but they've been poor at the line. Free throw by Reichert. It rims around and comes off. It's off. Rebound Cedarville. They need a three to tie. Seven. Forecourt right, Cross in front of his head coach gets a timeout. 6.8.
Now they have no choice, but they got to shoot a three.
Yeah, there's no opportunity here now to get a two-pointer. You'll be down to just a second or two left, even if you would foul. not enough time to get the ball back and score.
Well, you're right. They got two fouls to give if you're Jackson, but you got to make sure you don't foul them on a three-point shot.
And you can bet that's the topic of conversation right now in the Tigers huddle.
Oh, he's a whole lot smarter than me, so I guarantee you they're talking about that.
At 6.8 to go, 33-30 Jackson Center. It will be the Tigers' ball out of bounds after the missed three.
Cedarville's ball out of bounds.
Oh, I thought that ball went out of bounds in the corner on the missed shot. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Yep, Cedarville's got the ball.
I may have erred. I thought, you're right, Chuck, it's Cedarville ball, corner of the floor. 6.8 to go. You're right. Cedarville was bringing the ball down the floor.
They got one timeout left if they get in trouble.
Yep, it's got to be a screen, a quick three. 6.8 remaining. Cedarville inbounding. They look down low for Ramey. My goodness, they threw it toward the basket from side court to Isaiah Ramey. He tried to catch it for a turnaround five-footer, and the ball went off his fingertips out of bounds. And now the Tigers do have it.
They need to put 6.8 back on the clock.
Yes.
And the ball will be brought in where he inbounded it because nobody touched the ball.
Yeah, Ramey might not have touched it. Now the referees do confer. Well, I was looking into my crystal ball. I mistakenly said Jackson Center possession. Well, one bad pass later, it was.
It is. You were looking into the future.
6.8 back on the clock. 33-30. Tigers possession. Jackson Center's got to feel even better about the situation right now.
Well, the clock guy, you err on the side of was it touched, but you're supposed to watch the official. His hand's going to drop.
Right.
But they can always put time back on the clock.
Again, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, brand new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. 700 East Park in Fort Loramie for Pinnacle Sports Therapy. 419-1491. That's 937-419-1491 at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Well, let's see who Cedarville fouls. Christopher Elkert throws in. It goes to Akers. He's hounded, harassed, and he is wrestled to the floor. He's got the one and one. 5.4 left. 1.4 came off the clock. 33-30 Tigers. You make one, it's in the books.
One, it's over.
But you got to make the first one to get the second one.
That's the rub.
Oh, a lot of nerves being felt by Clay Akers. 5.4 to go. Tigers up three. He missed it. Rebound Cedarville. Pulled off the glass by Colby Cross. Time out Indians. 4.5 to go. And Jackson Center repeatedly with missed free throws has let Cedarville off the hook.
They are 0 for 2 on 1 and 1s here in the last minute. And they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 for 7 shooting free throws in the second half.
Well, that was a 1 and 1 right there.
That's the front end of the 1 and 1. Reichert missed the front end of the 1 and 1. They're just trying to make it exciting. They scored 2 points this quarter.
2 points in the fourth quarter, and it may be the cushion that Jackson Center needs, at least at any rate, to force Cedarville to shoot a three.
Well, they've got to bring the ball up the floor from full court. You still got two fouls to give. So you can take 2 or 3 seconds off of this thing just fouling them after they catch the basketball.
The wheels are turning. Let's see. We've got 9 players in backcourt. Nobody guarding the thrower. It goes to Ramey. Ramey to Cross up the right side. And he's shouldered hard by Heitkamp at midcourt. Good play by Garrett Heitkamp. 2.3 to go. And now Cedarville will throw it in bounds from the center line.
Still got one to give.
Yeah, it's going to be 1-2 quick passes and a shot. It goes in backcourt to Cross. And he is handcuffed on the play by Heitkamp again. We're down to 0.4 left. Wow. Cedarville bench says, wait a minute. Is it that close to zero already?
Wow, that was a lot of time. That was a lot of time off there.
And head coach Ryan Godlove.
Unless one of the officials actually saw the clock go after the foul, they can't do a thing about it. You need to make sure that Cross catches this ball going away from his basket.
Referees confer. It's .4 to go. Inbounded McKinnon to Cross. Wild shot. 45-footer way off to the left. Not even close. And Jackson Center survives with a 2-point fourth quarter to win 33-30.
Wow.
The Jackson Center Tigers left probably 11 or a dozen shots on the floor with missed free throws and one and ones blown, but they do survive 33-30.
Yep.
3-point win over Cedarville. Jackson Center gets the winner of the next game. Emmanuel Christian, Cincinnati Christian, they tie into each other, and the Tigers get the team that is victorious in a regional semifinal Tuesday at 8 at the UD Arena. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie plays the Wellington School in the first game on Tuesday at 6:15 at the UD Arena in the other regional semifinal.
Wow.
Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road, offering services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. Over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing & Hoing, which has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoing & Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing, McCartyville Road in Anna. And again, we salute Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. We've got you covered. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG, Inc. Cedarville Indians, district runners-up, receiving their hardware right now from the Southwest District Athletic Board. Cedarville edged out the Jackson Center, which had very little offensive production in that fourth quarter, Chuck, just enough to win the three.
Well, we didn't really realize that Camden Reese's two was going to be all they were going to score.
Nope.
And it was all they were going to end up needing. But, boy, Cedarville played an outstanding game, and they did a good job. And Jackson, for some reason, just really got stagnant offensively in the fourth quarter.
Chuck, I still don't understand the Cedarville inbounds play with, what, just under 7 seconds to go in the game. They needed a three, and they threw the ball 30 feet to underneath the basket.
Well, even if he catches the ball and lays it in and they call their timeout, there's going to be 5 seconds left.
Or less.
And then you throw it in, then they're going to be four or three when they foul. Now they still got to come down the full length of the court. And if they make two free throws, which I guess maybe they were banking on them not making free throws, they still got to come back and make a three with that, but with little time.
Yeah, that was a move that was calculated by the Cedarville bench, but it defies logic.
Well, Heitkamp did a nice job. He fouled Cross twice.
Yes.
When they had two fouls to give, and I think they kind of messed up the clock. when I looked up and it was only 4.4 seconds, that was a lot of time to go off.
Yeah, I think Cedarville should have gotten at least another half second.
Yeah, I was thinking it was right around the 1 or 1.2.
Tell you what, Chuck, a couple of big plays in this game and not made by Reichert or Elkert that were big. The fantastic save on an air ball shot that Jackson center Camden Reese leaped off the end of the floor. He was about 3 or 4 feet out of bounds, a couple feet off the hardwood, saved it. It was going to go out of bounds off Jackson center on the shot, and had the presence of mind to flick it back in long to near midcourt to Heitkamp. And as you alluded a moment ago, Heitkamp's two fouls really threw off the timing of Cedarville in the waning seconds of this game.
Well, I'm sure Kim Metz was really impressed with the volleyball play that Reese made down there on the end line. That's what it looked like, boy, trying to save one that's going out of bounds.
But I'll tell you what, between now and Tuesday night, head coach Scott Elkert will have several different free throw shooting drills.
You think?
You're going to run laps and run laps and run laps, and then come to the free throw line after having worked up a lather, and you're going to shoot fouls one after another.
This is a tough background, but Tuesday night at UD is probably a tougher background.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the Jackson Center crowd right behind us on their feet. The Tigers individually have received their hardware. And now the Southwest District Athletic Board is awarding Jackson Center the school trophy, team honors, district champs, one of three such awards being presented tonight, the third coming up following the Emmanuel Christian Cincinnati Christian game. Fort Loramie, district champs earlier tonight for the 18th time in Fort Loramie basketball history, and the fourth in a row earned by the Redskins earlier this evening.
Well, we're going to have two really good Shelby County representatives, and my guess is that we're going to have a third one in Division III in Anna.
Yes, no doubt. Anna Rockets with a win tomorrow over National Trail at noon. Vault into a D3 boys regional game. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center from the Shelby County League also in the D4 regional at the UD Arena. And Chuck, this was a season I gave thought to back last summer, saying, well, we've got some good clubs. Do we have teams good enough to get a few, probably not several, but can we get a few, maybe one or two, to the regional? Well, Fort Loramie girls, Fort Loramie boys, Anna girls, Anna boys, Jackson Center boys, five programs still
playing basketball.
Still in several days into the month of March. How about that?
That's terrific. And it's not real shocking.
Let's take a look at the scoring. Maybe you've done so, Chuck. Let's highlight our Clancy's winner.
Well,
Aiden Reichert, big score for the Tigers.
Reichert had 17. And then they drop all the way down to the two big threes that Elkert hit in the first half. They got five from Pringer, all in the first quarter. On the other side, they were led by Colby Cross. He had 17. The kid was terrific. And Trent Koning had seven. Clancy's player of the game is Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center and Colby Cross on the other side for Cedarville.
Yeah, the two 17-point scores.
Yep, no-brainers.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, what a win for the Jackson Center Tigers. Chuck, no style points for this one. Wasn't artistic, but Jackson Center somehow, some way prevails. Pretty good ball handling throughout most of that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And thus, Jackson Center earned the triumph the hard way with only 2 points, one bucket, but Camden Reese in the fourth quarter of the game. And that gave Jackson Center a little tiny bit of working margin.
Yep.
If you could define 3 points as working margin.
It was always a one possession game.
Right.
I mean, yep. But they did what they do well, and that is they played defense. Mm-hmm. Miss free throws, that's not what you usually see Jackson Center do with a lead in the fourth quarter, but they did just enough to get to go play down at UD.
Yeah, and Chuck, you stressed the point, defense. Yes, Cross and his teammates got shots in the fourth quarter. They had a good run early on at the very start of the fourth. But over the last 4 or 5 minutes, Jackson Center made each and every Cedarville shot taken a real tough one. A real tough one.
Well, and Reichert had, I don't keep these, but he had to have 6 or 7 block shots.
Didn't he, though? Yeah, Aiden Reichert, he was a beast in the middle.
And not his man, but he was coming off and blocking shots. The guy was getting ready to shoot an easy shot.
Exactly. He is a rim protector deluxe, extraordinaire. And those things don't show up in the scorebook either. But those were great defensive plays by Aiden Reichert. And the Tigers hang on to win it, the 3 points, 33-30. Chuck, we are back again tomorrow morning at 11:45 right here at Side Court.
I might just stay.
Yes, here at Vandalia Butler as the Anna boys kick into action in a district championship game against National Trail. It is a noon tip, 12 o'clock tip-off, webcast time 11:45. And then tomorrow at 3, Anna girls in action, regional championship contest against Purcell Marion. Webcast time 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. And tomorrow night, the Fort Loramie girls vie for a berth in the state final four in D4, meeting Country Day. Tip off 7:30. Webcast time 7:10 tomorrow night here at Vandalia Butler. Middle game tomorrow at Springfield. Noon game, 7:30 game, right back here at
right
Butler.
Here. It's that time of year. I love it.
Oh, so much fun. Great doubleheader here at the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler, and the two Shelby County schools stay alive. Five programs from Shelby County still playing basketball in the month of March. I don't think we've ever had five, in the month of March still going at it concurrently at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember. This is a good basketball area, though. Yeah. So it's just such fun to watch.
Yeah, including Minster, I know we've had four, including Minster. The Minster girls the last 2 years, I know we've had four. I'm not sure about five, all from Shelby County.
Right.
Speaking of Minster, the Lady Wildcats won last night 58-50 over Toledo Christian. Ivy Wolf, 15 points. The Mesher girl coming along in the middle. She had double digits as well. 58-50 win over Toledo Christian. And Minster tomorrow night, 7:30 in Elida, takes on Haviland Wayne Trace, which thumped Kalida. Don't be surprised if Minster is not right back in the Final Four in girls' hoops. Wouldn't that be something, Chuck, if we had a Fort Loramie Minster state championship game?
That would be great.
The two schools are what, just about 8 or 10 blocks away?
Pretty close. They share the same swimming pool.
So much fun here at Vandalia. So many thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Ron Mooney, our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Jeff Bray got us through that first weekend of sectional hoops while I was trying to overcome the flu, and you were under the weather too. Thanks loads to Matt Zerker, Mike Wick. They assisted on the computer, providing stats and color as well. So thanks to Ron, thanks to Chuck alongside me here at Vandalia. Again, the final scores tonight: Fort Loramie 59, New Miami 37, and Jackson Center 33, Cedarville 30 on scores, broadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.